Hello everyone, welcome back to Checkpoint XP. I am your host, Jacob Brothers, and joined with me to talk about some Canadians is Andrew Stevenson. Andrew, how are you doing today, buddy?
For having me.
Of course. So, the Canadian Collegiate Esports League has been announced. We've seen a lot of really great stuff from Canada recently. We've seen Ottawa pop off. We've seen Waterloo pop off. And so this kind of seems like almost the next natural step. So, Andrew, if you could run down this list of the 12 colleges that are here.
Like you mentioned, Ottawa, Canada, anything of that nature, we are just continuously talking about it ever since the Collegiate Call of Duty League ended. They were obviously champions. So week after week, it just seems like we're kind of shouting out our boys and girls up north. As you mentioned, it is something here that the 13 participating schools, University of Manitoba, University of Victoria, University of Windsor, we have some Dalhousie University, Holland College, Mount Royal University, York University, McGill University, Simon Fraser University, University of Regina, North Alberta Institute of Technology, University of Lethbridge, University of British Columbia. And those 13 schools are the only ones that are participating in this Open Rocket League tournament. So as you mentioned, I honestly feel like this can be a big step for Canada itself, obviously always well known for their hockey or, you know, something like that. But I think we're transitioning into Canada possibly being the mecca of collegiate esports.
Yeah, and rather, it's these schools that are part of the league, and then they're playing a Rocket League tournament. But it's interesting to me because we talk about Ottawa, we talk about Waterloo, and they're not a part of these schools. So it seems interesting to me to have all the success of these schools, and then you're going to make a Canadian collegiate esports league. It's like, ah, we have these guys. Like, besides York University, I feel like I haven't heard about many of these schools really making a splash in the collegiate scene.
Yeah, right. So it's kind of like saying, you know, oh, Chris Radio, Noisy, Cruelty, all those guys coming out of Ottawa University. Maybe we are going to start seeing some new names, you know, some new people breaking through the scene here. And I'm definitely excited to see what we can kind of what they can do when they cut the ribbon on May 29th.
Yeah. And let's talk about analytics here. So there is a analytics software called GYO Score. We've actually talked about it on the show before. There was an Indiana Combine way months ago, and they use GYO Score. So basically, GYO Score, it will track specific stats. It will help for organizing. So what they said in their press release is that it's going to be used for organizing competitive and casual matches, managing players and teams, connecting with other schools, as well as keeping track of leagues and records. And this is so hot to me. This is so awesome, because we've talked about before that we don't really have many analytics in collegiate esports. And in all sports, the next natural step is analytics. You know, the sabermetrics. Do you go for two after you score a touchdown? You know, all of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, on the collegiate level, we haven't really had that. So I'm really looking forward to having a league where 12 to 13 schools are all using this software, and they're all going to be interconnected with one another.
Coming from my main thing, obviously, when I watch sports, it's kind of like you said, seeing the sports science, seeing the analytics on, is it going to be worth, you know, going for the two here? What is the best step? What is the best approach on trying to win, you know, the match there? So I think this is definitely going to be beneficial as far as to give a test on, you know, we obviously have talked about, you know, this company before, but actually participating in a collegiate, you know, Canadian league, making a name for themselves. I can't wait to see where the future brings for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So congrats to our Canadian brothers up north. We're really looking forward to seeing what comes from the CCEL. I also like that that branding kind of reminds me of like the NHL or, you know, CEL or whatever they call it.
These really days. Official.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so this Rocket League tournament will be happening on May 29th. We don't know where it's going to be streamed. I didn't find a CCEL Twitch channel when I looked, but maybe that's going to be created by the time that this tournament begins. And it's going to be a mix of social events with a competitive nature, battling for reputation and prizes. So, Andrew, thank you very much for joining me. And I cannot wait to see some Canadians just duke it out.
Hey, it's James from Checkpoint XP. Now, you haven't been grinding solo queue for nothing. You're good enough for a varsity esports team, but you don't know where to look. That's where Looking For a Group comes in. It's a directory of every college esports program in the country. Programs, scholarships, whether you're a varsity player or looking for a recreational team, Looking For a Group has everything. Head to lfgroup.gg. Find the college esports community that's right for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.